It's crazy how quickly you can lose momentum with something. I went to North Cascades National Park like 2 weeks ago, and I was sleeping in the van that I recently bought. But while I was gone, I wasn't doing my morning routines, and I was gone for like 3 days. And typically, my morning routine is I'll get up around 7 to 7:30, and I'll read for at least an hour. And then I'll do my breathing exercises for like 20 minutes after that. And then I'll meditate for 10 minutes. And I've been doing that consistently for since the beginning of the year. So at least 3 months straight, I was doing this. And then I just stopped for the weekend to go do this thing, and I didn't think about holding on to this routine while I was gone because I don't know. Whenever you change up your environment, you feel more justified in not doing it, I guess. Or it just doesn't feel like it's necessary or like you're in pause. Or the fact that I was getting up early to hit the road as well. Like I think I was waking up before 7 to start driving again. So there's a bunch of factors, but it's not something I considered doing while I was gone. But when I got back, I continued not doing it, and it's been like 2 weeks now, and I'm starting to feel bad. So, I'm saying right now that starting tomorrow, I will get back on that horse. I hate that phrase, but yeah. I know people always say like, "Oh, tomorrow for sure, then we'll do it." But I actually mean it. This last 2 weeks, I've also had distractions. Every now and then I'll just have I'll like purge myself of all my gluttonous tendencies. Like I'll eat like shit, I won't work out, and I'll play video games a lot. And all of that has been happening the last 2 weeks, and I wonder if some of that came from the fact that I stopped doing my routines and I started feeling shame a little bit. Or the fact that I recently got a PlayStation 5 and have been going hard on God of War. And sort of in the back of my head, I was telling myself, once I'm going to finish this and then I'll get back to the other things. But I finished it last night. I played it till like 2 in the morning. I'm not much of a video game person. I mean, I like video games and I play it not unregularly, I suppose, but I'm very much a casual gamer. It's very hard for me to get sucked into a video game. Usually, if I'm playing for longer than an hour, I'll start to feel a little burnt out and I'll have to take a break until the next day. But I've been wanting to play the new God of War since I played the first one. And this was the first time in a long time that I actually went super hard on a video game, and damn, it was worth it. That's such a good game. But yeah, well, the thing is, I don't play video games in the morning when I do my routines, but I've been sleeping in the mornings, and I hate when that happens. Especially, it's weird, like because it's in my head that I should be doing this routine, I feel bad But for someone who doesn't have a morning routine and just wakes up, I bet they feel fine. I bet a lot of them feel fine. They just wake up when needed, for work, when it's like actually necessary. But now that I've had this routine for the last few months, sleeping in makes me feel bad. But I wouldn't be feeling, it's weird, like the bad feeling comes from the fact that I stopped doing the routine. But it's not because I'm sleeping in by itself, it's because of the lack of my routine. It's weird how like feeling bad works. But whatever. Like the awareness of not doing something is where the bad feeling comes. Not the fact that you're not doing anything, It's the fact that you're aware that you're not doing it. So you're like punishing yourself for being self-aware, kinda. And oftentimes shame makes it worse. There's different arguments for shame, where some people use it as a motivator to do something or to not do something. But some people, I guess it depends on the person. 'Cause shame over time turns into like self-hatred, and self-hatred creates like a like negative reinforcement kind of thing, where you just keep repeating the same pattern that makes you feel bad because you're starting to identify as someone who should feel bad, I guess. So you do the things that keeps you in that identity. I think that's sort of what Brené Brown talks about. I think that's her whole shtick is shame. But yeah, starting tomorrow, I'm going back into it. It's a good, I really do believe like your morning will predict the rest of how your day goes. So if you have a solid morning, you're gonna have a solid day for the most part. But if you wake up like 5 minutes before, well, for me, I work at home, so sometimes I wake up 5 minutes before our stand-up meeting. So like 9:30. If I do that, I wake up feeling bad. Or if I like jerk off first thing in the morning, I feel bad. But that's like it goes back to that identity thing, where like some people they need to masturbate first thing in the morning. That's how they like clear their head or something. But for me, it's like, no, don't indulge in pleasure first thing in the morning. Like don't eat three Twinkies first thing in the morning. It's there's something weird about indulging in dopamine first thing in the morning. I feel bad because that's the way I interpret that. So maybe if I just shift my perspective on things, I wouldn't feel as bad. Like have a less aware interpretation of things, or no interpretation at all. Oh yeah. This is my first podcast in a couple weeks, because this is another thing I stopped doing was podcasts. I told myself I'd do at least one a week, but when I got back from Washington, it like everything fell off. Everything fell off the list. But some interesting things have happened over the last couple weeks. One being, I found out my heart sucks. I went to the doctor because I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. I used to think for the last decade or so, I would have these episodes with my heart where it would just start racing out of nowhere. And like, if I'm doing something high intensity, like CrossFit, this doesn't happen every time, but it occurs more with high intensity, high endurance cardio, stuff that gets your heart rate going. It happens more often when doing those things. But I would be at CrossFit and we'll be doing box jumps or something that kind of moves your body or kind of slams down on your body, like when you jump off the box and you or jump on it even, you there's like a there's a power, you know, you're like using power off your feet to jump on the box. But for some reason, this happened twice with box jumps where it triggered this little racing heart episode. And my heart would be racing after I'm done with CrossFit. Like when I get home, it's still going. It's at this point, it's been like 40 minutes and it hasn't simmered down. And this has been going on and off for the last decade. Yeah, I think I was 17 the first time I had something like this. I wish I could remember how what I was thinking the first time it happened. But anyway, over time I started thinking like is this what a panic attack feels like? My heart's racing. When I'm having a really bad one, I'll get dizzy and lightheaded and feel like I'm gonna pass out. So for a while, I thought it was panic attacks, perhaps. But then I would go through periods where I'm hiking a lot, I'm working out a lot, I'm meditating, I'm doing all the things that should prevent panic attacks. But it kept happening. And then I'm like, is it low blood sugar? Like what? Like I like what the hell is this? And so I eventually went to the doctor. I could finally afford it. I make good enough money now and I have health care. So I finally went to the doctor to get it looked at, and they ran some tests. They strapped me up to this machine, and it turns out I actually have this heart condition that is congenital. It's called Wolff Parkinson-White syndrome, and basically, I have this extra electrical pathway in my heart that like zaps it sometimes, and it causes it to randomly race sometimes. And it eventually subsides, but it's a weird feeling when it's happening because sometimes I'm not working out and sometimes I'm just on the couch or in my bed and it'll just start racing. Like my body thinks I'm like running from something or something. So that's why I always thought it was like a panic attack. It was stress or something. And maybe that could contribute to it. Maybe it could exacerbate it. But I actually do have this thing where, and you're born with it. And the procedure seems easy enough. It doesn't, it's not like a super serious condition. But anything with the heart is always spooky. But basically, it's like a 1 or 2 hour procedure where they like burn off the tissue that causes that extra pathway. And I'm going to see a cardiologist next Monday. and see what he thinks, because there's also medication I can take. But it feels good to finally have a diagnosis. I went to the doctor once when I was 20, but he just wrote it off as stress. So that's another reason I thought it was panic attacks. Like, oh, okay, I'm just stressed. I got anxiety. And I've always kind of been an anxious person. But now, looking back, I'm wondering, like, because I believed these were panic attacks, it sort of like solidified my identity as an anxious person. And I think that kind of made me more anxious. Where my, like, even when I'm resting, my heart, it's not doing that thing, but I feel like it's going faster than it should. I feel like every time I've gone to the doctor, I've always had higher blood pressure than I should. That might be a separate issue, I'm not sure, but I wonder if this condition kind of puts my resting heart rate higher than average. 'Cause you can easily detect it on the machine that I can't remember what it was called. Is it here somewhere? Echocardiogram, maybe? Something. But there's like a little jump, like a very obvious difference with my heartbeat and a regular heartbeat. It has this extra little jump that takes place. I don't know how to read those things, but they were trying to explain it to me. So I'm curious if anything physiologically would change with me after getting this treated. I hope so. I'm going to Google and make sure I use physiologically correct, because I don't want to sound like a fake smarty pants. Physiologically meaning in a way it living organisms and parts. I should have used like, I wonder if, I hope it's gonna change my mental state, or at least help it. Like that anxious feeling I always thought I had, it was just an abnormal heart rate. I hope it shifts my need for calm. I actually am calmer after knowing about this. And yeah. So yeah, that's what's been going on in my life these last 2 weeks. Got a weird heart. And yeah, that's about it. Don't have much else. I figured I would try to get a podcast out since I haven't done it in a while. I'm trying to get back in my groove. Life is better when I have a routine. I'm not such a glutton. I go through these periods where it's like a week or two where I'm just doing everything that I shouldn't be doing. In terms of like the stuff that makes people feel bad, I do all of it. Like the shitty food, the mindless scrolling on my phone at hours of the night where you do not need blue light anymore. And just all that shit. I'll have like a 2 week period. And then by the end of it, I feel like shit about it. And I finally come to my senses. And then I'll have a nice a reactionary period, like a counteractive period where I'm doing all the good things. And usually that period is longer. But it almost feels like, oh yeah, I guess I need this little purge in order to stay at it with everything else. I don't know. But I'm on the tail end of this little purge period, and it'll just re it'll like repeat itself eventually. So maybe in 2 months from now, I'll have the same phase I'm going through right now. Because it happens not regularly, but it does feel kind of like a cycle. And that's kind of interesting, but that's for another time. I overanalyze a lot, and for a while, looking back, I feel like the way I would overanalyze was like overkill. It's too much and possibly incorrect. That only thing worse than overanalyzing is overanalyzing incorrectly. But I felt like over time, I just got better at it. I don't know. Maybe 3 years from now, and I'm looking back, maybe I wasn't so great, but I think I'm at least better at it. Like, because I combine it with meditating, and I guess now breath work. I've meditated on and off for the last decade or so. But the books I've read on it, I gotten more value not from the meditation itself, like the focusing on your breath. That is valuable, but I've gotten more value from the way they tell you how to respond to emotions, where you're not anger, you're not angry. You're just experiencing anger. And if you look at it as if you're looking at anger through a window, basically, like you're observing your anger, and it makes it more detached, I suppose, where it's easier to control it, because you're kind of just you're not acting on the anger, you're just experiencing it, you're observing it, and kind of walking yourself through it, like, okay, how did this occur? How does this make me feel, type of thing. And you just that's a good type of analysis. It's not overanalyzing, it's just you're just an analyzing, you're just observing. I've gotten a lot better at that type of analysis over the years, and I think it's made it better. My other analysis tendencies have gotten better because of that, where I'm not overthinking really. I'm just kind of observing and recognizing patterns and what can I do to avoid this in the future type of stuff. Like, it's not usually when people think of overanalyzing being a bad thing, it's whenever someone has like a pessimistic mindset, like Chicken Little. Is that his name? I don't know his name, but that's the movie or the book where the sky's falling every time and he just thinks everything's the worst outcome. And that's where over analysis goes bad. I feel like just saying over analysis has like a negative connotation. Why not just say like hyper analysis? I don't know. Then it just kind of feels pretentious if you're describing yourself as that. See, here I go again. I don't know. It's I've gotten better at it, and I think it's helping my life. Maybe I don't have the right words to use for it, but the thing I'm trying to describe has been positive in my life. I do think I'm pretty self-aware a lot of the times. Why am I talking about this? Where did this come from? I don't know. But yeah. This is my breakdown of the last 2 weeks. My heart sucks, and we're gonna get it looked at again. So yeah, I'll let y'all know how that goes, but I'm almost at my 30-minute mark, so it's gonna cut me off soon. So this is a good stopping point. Okay, cool. Peace out.